Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Emeritus Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. At 10:37 a.m. on Wednesday, February the 8th, 1843, the Eastern Caribbean experienced what is believed to have been the strongest earthquake in its history. It was felt across the Caribbean and as far north as New York. An assessment by seismologists in 2011 estimated its strength as at least 8.5 on the Richter scale. For comparison, the earthquake that devastated Haiti in 2010 measured 7 on the Richter scale. The epicenter of the quake in 1843 appears to have been close to the French Caribbean islands of Guadeloupe. The town of Pointe-à-Pitre on the island of Grande-Terre was devastated, with most of the public buildings and three-quarters of the houses destroyed. The destruction was compounded when a deadly fire broke out, which destroyed almost all the remaining structures. The death toll in Pointe-à-Pitre was never officially confirmed, because many of the bodies were never recovered, but estimates ranged from 1,500 to over 5,000 dead. In Antigua, the earthquake was reported to have destroyed every church and most of the sugar mills and boiling houses on the island. English Harbour, the headquarters of the Royal Navy in the region, was left badly damaged by the tremors and by a tsunami that followed soon afterwards, which was reported to be over 1.2 metres high. The cost of the damage to the harbour alone was estimated at over £50,000. Fortunately, the death toll in Antigua was much lower than in Guadeloupe, with 40 reported killed. The relatively low death toll was attributed to the fact that many of the inhabitants were out working in the fields at the time when the earthquake struck. Damage was reported in several other islands, including Martinique, St. Lucia, Dominica, St. Kitts, Nevis, and Montserrat. In Barbados, Abel Clinkett, the editor of the Barbadian newspaper, reported as follows. At 20 minutes before 11 this morning, sitting at our desk, we were alarmed by the shaking of the chair and instantly felt the terrifying conviction that we were experiencing an earthquake. The vibration of the earth from south to north increased to an awful degree and lasted at least a minute and a half. The shock was so severe as to induce very many persons to run out of their houses. It was particularly violent on the wharf and in Broad Street. Many persons were seized with great nausea at the stomach, some even to vomiting. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injuries in Barbados. However, a meeting of the House of Assembly on February the 13th voted a sum of £15,000 to be sent in aid to those islands affected. On February the 20th, the Governor, Charles Edward Grey, issued a proclamation calling for a day of prayer and thanksgiving to be held in Barbados on March the 1st, which happened to be Ash Wednesday, in order to thank God for sparing the island from the earthquake's devastation.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.